Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Kim McLaughlin, and this is week three of our Emotional Eating Solutions group. I'm glad to see you guys all on the call that are here with us today. And for those of you that are listening on the audio playback, welcome to you too. We're kind of moving into the juicy parts of emotional eating now, and I think you guys are getting some learnings and understandings, and I think today we'll pull some more stuff together for you to understand further about emotional eating and emotional eating solutions. So I just want to remind you that last week we looked at hungry and full and how to look at your level of hunger and fullness. And I just wanted to ask, I have a question from a couple of you asked a question about, let me see here, I'm just reading my notes, about the part about not being able to stop when you're full or not being able to notice when you're full. And that is a really tough thing to do, or it can be tough. I know. It gets easier over time, and so I'm going to address that a little bit more today as we move along. So I just want you guys to know, those of you who asked that question, that I will definitely be going over that today about how to stop when you're full and kind of start moving in that direction. I also wanted to ask anybody, did you do a new wellness tool or have one to tell us that you did that really worked well? Well, I did, and I think I put this on my email this week. I'm going to put you guys on mute or on Q&A mode, so if you have a question, just do star 6. Now we'll get a little cleaner audio for everybody to listen back to. The wellness tools are these really important things that we need to do each week. Or actually, I don't even think it's each week. I think it's each day. We need to do it. And I want you to consciously consider what you're doing to take care of yourself. Because as we look more and more at emotional eating, what you'll find is that the more we take care of our emotions and the more we are kind of clean with our emotions or understanding our emotions or working out our emotions, that they're not going to show up in food as much. And that's why these wellness tools are so important. And the ones, a new one that I use this week is I decided to spend the evening by myself. My family was out of town. They were doing something, and I got the house to myself, and I realized that I could make a decision that night to either go out with friends, just hang out and do something, or I could stay home and just kind of be by myself and just kind of chill by myself. And I kind of took it to my quiet spot and asked myself, which way would be the best for me to do? What would be my best wellness technique at this moment? And I began to feel really excited to having a few moments to myself. And so I decided to just stay home and be alone. And I watched some kind of trashy television, which is kind of fun for me without any and no distractions, nobody coming in asking questions. And I loved it. And that's a tip for me to you, is that when you're thinking about what wellness tools you're going to use something that makes you feel good. And really imagine, is this going to be the tool? Is this going to be the thing I'm going to do that's going to make me feel better at the end? And I felt rested. I felt calm. I felt happy and pleased with myself that I did it. And I think that's a sign of a good wellness tool that's used really properly. So I want to encourage you that each week, and I'm doing it along with you, is that you explore a new wellness tool. And why I like to tell you what I do is that maybe I might spark your mind about what you can do that would be fun Another wellness tool I used, which I don't do it very much, is we went to the movies, and I enjoyed the heck out of it. I don't, there's a lot going on right now, and so we don't get to the movies very much. And so my family and I, we went to the movies. What is it? The Secret Life of Pets. Super cute, funny, enjoyed it. And that was another wellness tool that I used, is just doing, going out and seeing a comedy, going out to the movies. And I felt better afterwards than I did when I started. And once again, that to me is a sign of a really stellar wellness tool. So if you're having any questions or concerns about wellness tools, send me an email. If you're not sure what is working for you, send me an email, you know, during the call today. If you want to do *6 to raise your hand and ask more about a wellness tool for yourself, I would be very happy to go over it with any of you. But it's my thing that I think is one of the most important things we need to do during these weeks is each week develop a new, or use, remember, a new wellness tool that works for us. And at least we're going to leave after 8 weeks with 8 of them. I'm going to leave probably with 16 because I'm doing like 2 a week. And I think it's one of the best things you can do for yourself. So any know more about that. I think you guys got it about what I'm talking about. And that is the with that question that we had from a couple of you about how to stop overeating. One of the things that helps us with our emotions is to, once again, use wellness tools, helps us with our emotions so that we might not overeat, or we might be able to notice more when we're overeating. So that's one of my suggestions for the how to stop overeating when you can't seem to stop or can't kind of pay attention to it. And like I said, I'll talk a little bit more about it in a little bit too. So today, on our third week, is we are moving into looking at emotions. And if you guys remember last week, we talked about the 4 types of hunger. And we talked about physical hunger, and that was where last week with the food mood log and the hungry full scale, that's what works really well for that physical hunger. Am I physically hungry? Because that's got to be the starting spot. If we know if we're physically hungry or not, we then can move from there to determine what else we need to do. We might make choices that we don't like later on, but at least we have the starting spot physically with our body, because that's where hunger starts, the real physical hunger starts. So there was physical hunger, emotional hunger, head hunger, and mouth hunger. And today, with the emotional hunger, we're going to look at emotions that lead you to overeat. Emotions that lead you to overeat. Very, very important when we're obviously when we're looking at emotional eating. And one of the things you did last week that starts you on the process of looking at this is the food mood log. And the food mood log, we had it starting to look at food. Remember, the food mood log is not about calories, it's not about quantity, it's about physical sensations, and it is about emotional sensations, physical, emotional thoughts, what all is going on with you, to start having you hone in on what's going on. So what with that information, if you didn't do it, there's plenty of time, do it this week. If you're kind of resisting doing it every day, do it one day. Do it 2 separate days. Just do it. I sound like that commercial. Just do it. Because it's so valuable. And if you feel like you have some resistance to it, I would encourage you to go back and look at the week 1 information when we talked about diet and diet mindset. Because I suspect that if you have an issue about writing down your food, it's because there's still some baggage about dieting. And that baggage about dieting can be about, I don't want to write it down because that reminds me of certain diets. And I resonate with it. And what I have found is that once I figured out my pattern of eating throughout the day, I find I don't have to use the food mood log because I know what my pattern is of eating, kind of what works for me throughout the day. And I notice more about where my emotions are and when it's leading to overeating. So it's not like I'm saying you need to do a food log for the rest of your life. I'm not saying that. You could, because one of the things that they do say is that if you are looking to release weight, one of the best ways to do that is to write down what you eat, because it makes it more conscious and mindful and helps you evaluate it more. So that is what research shows us. So I just want to put that out. It's just often people who emotionally eat, we have, once again, that baggage about dieting, and it can feel like a diet, and that's not what I want us to kind of embody as we move forward. So what we're doing is looking at how to manage overeating, how to notice overeating by noticing feelings. And feelings can be the precursor, the thing that comes before the eating. But what happens is we don't notice it. We don't notice how we're feeling beforehand. I'll ask people all the time, so what was going on before you ate? Mm-hmm. I don't know, nothing. Mm-hmm. And then is what they'll tell me. And then once we start talking some more, it will become very clear what the feelings are beforehand. They just didn't notice and recognize it. And that's what I want us to start doing, is being more conscious about the emotions that come before we overeat. What I could say with a pretty great amount of certainty is that if you're overeating, there is more often than not feelings that come beforehand. Okay, I'm going to say it again. If you're overeating, more often than not, there are emotions and feelings that come before it that lead you to overeat. Now, that doesn't account for, or could account sometimes for, well, we have a bad habit of doing things a certain way, and it was the bad habit of, let's say you have a bad habit, I call bad habits, like, I have to eat a snack at 3 o'clock, and I have to have a sweet snack at 3 o'clock, because that's just what I do, and you end up not even thinking about it. And so that's just what you do over and over and over again, and it becomes a habit. But what you'll find is that before that habit took place, there were feelings that were going on that led you to start that habit. I find it consistently. So I just encourage you to look at that. What are the emotions that come before we overeat? What I find happens is for people is they have trouble figuring out what the emotion is, and that's where we get stuck, is I don't know what the feeling is. I don't know. I don't feel anything is what people will tell me. So we have to start at the start about what are feelings and how do we notice them. And I like to start when we're talking about feelings is kind of the basics. And these are the basics. Pretty much I think most every feeling falls into a category of one of these four. Happy, sad, mad, anxious. Those, to me, are the basics. And if you notice, happy can be excited, joyful, ecstatic. Sad can be teary, crying, tired. Mad is angry. Sometimes mad can be overwhelmed, furious. Anxious can be fearful, nervous, worried. You see, lots of feelings fit into those four categories. So if you start at the start with looking at what I'm feeling, either happy, sad, mad, or anxious, is a really good starting spot. So just consider that if you're not sure what feelings are going on, check in with yourself and see if it are one of those. And once you notice if it's one of those, you then can spread it out to find a more targeted feeling, a feeling that actually fits closer. So we could say it's like, well, it's kind of mad, but more enraged. You know, it's more than just mad. Or it's not sad, it's lonely. So do you see how you can start with those major categories in the workout and break it out to some other feelings? So the starting spot for noticing feelings is naming them, is first beginning to notice what's going on and giving them a name. Very, 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 very powerful is to name them. And if you're stuck at how to figure out how you're feeling, I recommend you start with noticing your body and noticing how your body feels. And that can be something like, I feel tense. My body feels tense. My stomach is upset. My hands are clenched. My jaw is clenched. And then you can wonder from there, am I feeling angry? Am I feeling upset? What is it this tense body feeling is telling me? Another example of using your body response is tears. You're feeling teary and crying, low energy, can't really do much. I'd wonder if that was sad. You see? So you start looking at your body and how your body has a reaction, because generally when we have feelings, our body is having a reaction to it also. And that can be a great way to determine what's going on. Another example is smiling. And feeling body feels open. And that could be happy. Another example is if your hands are shaking, your tummy is a little, have that kind of nervousy feeling inside of it, that could be anxious. So the starting spot is noticing your body. Another way to start noticing your feelings, and actually you can notice your body feelings from this also, but just noticing your feelings, is beginning to get quiet. Once again, this is a body thing. It's like getting quiet and getting centered. And I find one way to do that is to practice deep breathing techniques. It's a really great way to get you centered in your body, feeling it, and then moving from there to deal with whatever's going on. So one of my techniques is just taking a deep breath, and you can do it with me right now, is breathing in and breathing out. And I like to talk about the deep breath as being a real big belly breath. And that's where you breathe, if you put your hand on your belly and you breathe in through your nose, you're going to feel, I've got to let it out, wife, before I talk. But if you put your hand on your tummy as you're doing that, feel your tummy expanding. That's a really deep, deep breath. Don't want the shallow breath that just goes into the, you know, the top part of your chest. More of a shallow breath. We want a deep belly breath. And notice as you do that, or what I notice as I do that, is I become more centered, more calm. My fingers get a little tingly. I'm centered in my body. And I can feel what's going on. I can feel if I'm hungry, how hungry am I, do I have any emotions going on, and I'm centered enough to then deal with whatever it might be because I'm coming from a centered place. Okay, so using your body is one way to notice your feelings. Another way to notice your feelings is to spend time getting quiet and centered. And still a third way to notice your feelings is to write about it. I am a strong proponent of journaling. You'll see it when I tell you guys some weeks about my self-care techniques is one of my great self-care techniques is writing. And I like to write about what's going on, and I'll just say, Kim, what's going on? And I'll just write about it and write about it and write about it. And I get to the point where I then can hone in on what is going on for me. Actually, what I'll do today, I'm going to write it down, is to send you guys a link in our email this afternoon on how I do my journaling. I have a blog article I wrote about it, and I'm going to send it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. It's an incredible technique that works really well to help notice feelings, and I'll send you a link this afternoon when I send out our email, and I'll put it in our shared webpage. Another way to notice feelings is to notice it after the fact. And that is not the best way to do it, but it's really a good way to do it because you can then check yourself for next time and get more information because you're noticing it after the fact. And then it will help you the next time to not necessarily let that happen. So how we do it after the fact is once you notice you've overeaten and what might happen is you might start feeling angry with yourself. You might feel upset with what's going on. And what I invite you to do at that point in time is to check in with yourself and notice for yourself, how are you feeling? What was going on before you overate? And then as you notice what you were feeling beforehand, then you can name it and then have a decision about what you could do next time. I find that happens. I find I don't always get what I'm feeling at the start. I can sometimes get it at the end, and it's really served me well to notice it at the end, and I then, for the next time, have more ammunition, so to speak, to notice, oh, when this is happening, I get what's going on. Sometimes I'll overeat in nervous situations, and once I began to notice that, I was able to make a decision to do it differently. So if I'm going into a situation that in the past has led me to feel nervous. Okay, I'll tell you an example. Last night, I was going to a little networking event, and I was going to be with some people that I don't know really well. And I felt a little nervous, just saying, I felt a little nervous. And I just made a decision that I wanted to enter into this new situation feeling open and glad that I get to meet these new people and that I know that I have plenty of tools that help me engage. And I went into it feeling comfortable that I was entering in with more of a joyful, happy perspective, which for me helps me not to overeat. And I was very conscious as I went into it, and I just kind of had a little talk to you, like, Kim, you can do this, you're okay. And it really helped me release that anxiety that can often lead me to overeat. So that was one example just yesterday that worked really well for me. Does that make sense? Anybody have any questions? Star 6? Good. Looks like it's making sense to everybody. Fabulous. So through emotional hunger, we can make a lot of important understandings about what's going on. What I invite you to do now, if you have the, I sent you the email this morning with our link to our private page, and I put on there the I am hungry formula. Let me see. Our private page is feedyoursoul.com/emotional-eating-solutions-virtual-group-program-july-2016. long URL, but it, sorry about that. But, or just go to the email I had sent and just follow the link. But, and if you don't have it, that's fine. I'll walk you through it. This I Am Hungry system is one of the best things I've ever done. I mean, I feel it's one of the best things we have to use to work on Am I Hungry? And what I'm actually going to do for you guys, as I was thinking about the question that I got from a couple of you about how to stop when you're overeating, I'm going to make the same kind of infographic for you around the Am I Full? And I'm going to do an Am I Full formula. And why I don't have that, I don't know. I just realized that as I was going through my emails and thinking about talking to you. So I'm going to go through this same formula, and I'm going to make it Am I Full? And I'll get that out to you today or tomorrow so that you have a little bit more of an infographic that will help you for the full part. So what I want to do is go through Am I Hungry formula because it helps around emotional eating. So if you're looking at it, and even if you're not, at the top of the infographic is Am I Hungry? And it's kind of a round tab at the top. And one slide is, and so it's this check-in spot that we were just talking about taking a deep breath, noticing, am I hungry or am I full? And am I hungry? If it's yes, we go one way in terms of our decision-making, or we go to the yes side, or we go to the no side. So let's say that we go to the yes side. Yes, I am hungry. We checked in. We're at a level 3-4. We're not too hungry, and remember on our hungry full scale, 3-4 is where we want to really start our eating at. Yes, I'm hungry. And if you go down from there, the next question is what do I want to eat? And that can be a point where we can get really off track. And it's very important to consider what do I want to eat, because there are lots of options throughout the day that might lead us to eat things that are not in our highest good. And the question I like to ask, and definitely create your own question if there's a different question that works for you, so what do I want to eat? I then ask myself, as I decide what I do want to eat, I ask myself, will it give me the fuel that I need? And that, I find, is a really incredible question, because then I can start seeing if I'm leaning towards emotional eating or physical hunger eating, right? We want to move more towards physical hunger, driving us to eat what we need, rather than emotional hunger, because I think we can agree that emotional hunger is not, we don't want that to be the guideline of how we decide to eat. So we ask, what do I want to eat? And then you think about it and go, will it give me the fuel that I need? And the answer could be yes, it will give me the fuel that I need. And if the answer to that is, so yes, then you want to ask yourself a little deeper question is, how will I feel physically and emotionally afterwards? And if that is, I'll feel good, I'll feel satisfied, I'll feel physically great, then do it. If it's no, then you want to go over to the other side and look at it a little differently. So that's how to decide, yes, I want to eat when we're hungry. So what about if we are hungry? Ask, what do we want to eat? And will it give me the fuel that I need? And sometimes that can be those kind of foods that are, I do this a lot. I got to tell you, my thing that I always think about is fried foods. So that for me is, sometimes it just doesn't sit well with me. It depends on the time of day, what kind of food it is, how I'm feeling physically. And I always ask myself, will this food, especially when it's fried food, will it give me the fuel that I need? And if it's a no, and I still want to eat it, I'll ask myself, how will I feel physically and emotionally afterwards? And how will I feel physically? Will I feel energized? Will I feel ready to go? Then that's good. And then I also want to ask myself, how will I feel emotionally afterwards? Will I feel guilty, shame? Will I have an upset stomach? If the answer is yes to any of those, then I reconsider what I eat, and I try and look at some. I go and look at something else because I want to eat things that don't make me feel emotionally upset and don't want to make my tummy feel physically upset. And if I still want to eat it when I know it'll make me feel lead to me feeling guilty and shame and an upset stomach, then I ask myself, this is the key question, so important, is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to feel guilty, shame, have my body feel upset? Is it worth it? And if I say no, then I go back up and I reevaluate what else could I eat instead. If I say yes, is it worth it? Then I go over to the other side and start thinking about my emotions and what is going on for me emotionally, that I want to eat something that will make me feel emotionally bad, emotionally guilty or shameful, and will make me feel physically upset. Like, why would I do that? And what's going on emotionally? And that's when I bring in other tools to kind of talk to myself and go, Kim, what's up? You want to eat a food that's going to make you emotionally feel upset, or it's going to make you physically feel upset? And then I can work it through from there. And generally that will lead me to eat things that are more in my highest good. And when I say highest good, it's the best way I've come to say it, because it doesn't mean that I don't have something sweet and don't have something fried. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just I want to evaluate what's in my physical best interest at this point in time. So that's, for me, the way that I language it. And if you have a different way of saying it, do that. Call it something else. So next we move on to am I hungry? And then am I hungry formula is, if we ask ourselves, am I hungry, and we say no. If we ask ourselves, am I hungry, and we say no, the immediate question is, what's going on? I like to do that. Oh, honey. I kind of pat myself, if you see me right now, I pat myself on the shoulder going, oh, honey, what's going on? What is going on that you want to eat something when you're not hungry? And I have a little talk to you with myself. And sometimes that'll stop it, and I don't want to do it anymore because I'll check in on myself and ask what's going on. The next thing that I do is I'll ask myself, is there a tool that I can use? That's the wellness tools we've been talking about, you guys. That's the wellness tool. Is there a tool I can use? Often my wellness tool in this kind of situation can be journaling. My wellness tool can be walking away for a little bit, just walking around the house or walking outside or kind of just sitting and taking a deep breath. Or did I say writing in my journal? Writing in my journal. And those might be tools that I use. So if there's a tool that you can use, yes, use it, and then decide from there what you want to do. Generally, for me, that leads me over to deciding not to eat, because I've checked in on myself and I've done enough to help myself not go in the direction of overeating. And when we talk, I think it's next week, when we talk more about your thoughts, that will also come in play here about the things that you think and how that leads you to overeat emotionally too. And we'll get to that next week. So remember, do I want to eat? Am I hungry? No. What's going on? Is there a tool that I could use? If the answer is no, I can't think of anything, then we can ask ourselves, how will I feel physically and emotionally if I do this? How will I feel physically and emotionally, just like we did for the yes side of yes, I'm hungry. How will I feel physically and emotionally? And if you come up with that emotionally, I'll feel upset with myself, I'll feel guilty, I'll feel ashamed, I'll feel depressed, I'll feel sad, then ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth it to eat this food when I know I'm going to not feel good about myself? When I know this isn't going to be right for me. It's this is a great tool when you work it. It takes a while to get used to it. It takes a while to learn how to use it in a way that fits for you. So you have to give yourself time and practice to do this. But it works. It works. It works. And what we'll talk about as we move in the next few weeks also about mindfulness is that this is the great tool for mindfulness, because what we want to do is put a lot of put time and distance between the thought of wanting to overeat and actually overeating. And using this hungry formula gives you that space in between the wanting to eat and actually eating. Okay? Any questions? Making sense? Star 6? Okay, good. I'm glad it's making sense to everybody. The other thing that I put in our private page is a sheet that's called what you can do about emotions when the emotions come up. And I just wanted to go over it a little bit today so that you can see how to use it and how it could be really beneficial. Because as I told you earlier, you're going to start noticing when you're having feelings and you're going to wonder what to do. And what I like to do, and that's what this page that I gave you in our resource page, is that as you use the hungry or the food mood log and you realize what the feelings are that are going on, what I have next to it is that what can I do besides eat over this? And this is easier to do when you're not overeating. It's harder to do once you're into the eating to go, oh, here are my feelings. Oh, what can I do? It's possible, and as you work this longer, you'll get it. But in the start, it's really helpful to have a list of what you can do besides eat over this. And some of the things will be these wellness tools we've been talking about, and some are just kind of normal things that you would do that maybe you don't think about. So let's go through this. What for the feeling of sadness? What can I do besides eat over this? I could take a walk. I could call a supportive friend. I could cry. I could write in my journal. Lots of things you can do when you're feeling sad. When I'm feeling angry, what can I do besides eat over this? Oh, for me, I like to go, some of the things I do when I'm mad, I like to go take a walk or run. I've done boxing before. Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun to deal with my anger. For me, and this is just my thing, is when I'm angry, what helps me a lot is to do something physical. So that would mean something exercise-wise. It might mean doing cleaning the dishes, doing the laundry, sweeping the floors. You get what I'm saying. Cleaning the toilet. Those are all super good things to do for me with anger, because I tend to need something more physical to do when I'm feeling angry. When I'm feeling anxious, or when you're feeling anxious, what can you do besides eating over it? I think all of the above that I've already said. Sometimes I kind of like, with anxious, I do this thing. I don't know if any of you do this, but I kind of like, I don't know how you say this. I kind of slap my arms and my hands kind of pull out. I don't know why. It just helps me. It's kind of like a odd jerk emotion with my hands, and I kind of put them aside and kind of flap them. I wish I had a picture of it right now. But I kind of just, like I said, I kind of, also anxious, I kind of roll my shoulders or roll my head, or I kind of just jump up and down a little bit. That helps me when I'm feeling anxious to try and work it out. And remember, the reason why we're doing this is so we don't eat over it. And why I'm giving you a lot of different ideas is that you got to figure out yours. I'm telling you mine, but mine aren't yours. And mine are just examples of what works for me. And it's important to start practicing this. It's so helpful to start practicing it, because then you won't have that opportunity, not as much, to overeat. So I encourage you to use this what to do about emotions sheet, and it's on our private page, and it's already uploaded there, so you can use it immediately. So what else? Let me look at my little list here of what I wanted to do. So for this week, I really encourage you to use the I Am Hungry system, and I'm going to send you, and my full system too. I'm going to write it up and give you some a kind of step-by-step way of figuring out if you're full and what you can do about it. But what we've already talked about today are some great things to do when you're full. Some of the things I do, some of my techniques, I'll give you a system for it, but my technique, truthfully, this is one of my big kind of bugaboo kind of things that I've struggled with the most, or had the most difficulty with, is stopping when full, is I put less on my plate, and I order less in the restaurant. And I have found that is a really helpful thing to do, is to have less available to me. And when I think I have the right amount of food, I take a little bit back out. And what I always tell myself is I can have more if I want. I can always have more if I want. But just having less on my plate has been one of the biggest successes for me. I had a lunch out yesterday, and I looked at it as I got the portion, and I looked at it and I go, my goodness, that is more than I can eat. That's more than I would normally eat. So I had imagined in my head, like, this is the amount, and kind of I put, you know, to my side, I put the amount that I knew was more in line with me. And as you get better at this, your eyes will kind of become more in tune for what works for you and what doesn't. But I kind of just pushed away the other part, because I knew from the start it was too much food. And once I ate my portion and checked in with my body, I take a deep breath and check in with my body about how full am I, I go, I'm done, I'm fine. And I just push it away, and I asked for a bag, you know, to take the rest home in. And that helps me a lot, to kind of really push it away and put everything down. I take my napkin off my lap, so that I really set the tone for myself that I'm done. And I know that's kind of a simple technique, and maybe that's not exactly what you guys are looking for. You want more. Like I said, I will give that to you. But that's a technique that really works for me, is really just putting less on my plate and being more aware of what works for me, what the amount is, and more so than I ever have done in the past. I want to give you guys an idea for this week, we're having a little bit more homework this week, what I'm noticing, and because we're getting into, like I said, the juicy stuff. I encourage you on our private page to do the what to do about emotion sheet. Just fill it out for yourself and see what you come up with, and see what you can do when you have certain feelings. What's the reaction? What can you do instead of overeat? And just fill that out and start seeing and start practicing it. I have a journal topic for you, and it sounds kind of odd, but it's really important. It's, as we talked about in the first day, we talked about how does diet serve you, and how does diet not serve you. I encourage you this week to talk and to write about how has food served you, how has overeating served you, there is a way that it's helped you. It's a way that it's been a benefit to you in a certain way. And you might be going, Kim, that's crazy. How it doesn't do anything good. Sit down and consider it. How has food been of service to you? How has it helped you? How has overeating helped you? And then also, the opposite is, how has food been a disservice? How has food been a disservice to you? How has it not served you? And really kind of and contemplate that. How has it not served me? I encourage you to continue the Hungry Full Scale, most especially if you haven't done it yet. And if you have done it, just do another day and see what you come up with. I have found that is one of the most important things I've used, as well as the food mood log, which gives me an understanding of my pattern of eating, how I tend to eat throughout the day. And I definitely found I have a rhythm of how I eat, so then I can notice when I'm conscious, I can notice if I'm off track. So it's very helpful. I encourage you to use another new self-care technique. I'm going to do it too. I have some ideas what I might do, but I'm not sure until I do it. And I also encourage you to use the Am I Hungry system to look at how to manage your physical hunger and emotional hunger. And start using it. See how it works. There are the questions are just so helpful. How will I feel physically and emotionally after I eat this? And then is it worth it? Is it worth it? Those questions give you the opportunity to change up this pattern that you've been on. Let me see. I think we have gone through everything that we have. I am so glad you guys have been on the call. Anybody last time for any questions? Feel free, if you don't feel comfortable asking them on the call, *6, email them to me. And if I don't answer them properly, either ask me on the call or email me again. And I'm really hoping I'm going to answer the question about how to stop overeating. Or at least I'm not going to be able to 100% tell you how to stop overeating, but I can give you a lot of understanding about what to do and what it means for you, so then you have more of an opportunity to get that done. And what I love is that you guys ask the question, which means that you're considering it. You're considering that you're eating to overfull, which tells me you're being more conscious and you're being more aware, and that's what I want. And I'm so excited for you that you're doing that. So we are coming up to the end of our call. I am so happy you guys have been here with me, those of you that are here live and those of you that are listening on the audio. I look forward to hearing more about how this is going for you and your struggles and your wins. And please feel free to email those to me. I love getting that information. And I wish you health and happiness for the rest of today, and we will talk next week. Bye-bye, you guys. We'll see you later.